Broadcasting from Florida Tech, this is WFIT Melbourne, 89.5 FM. And we have some very special guests in our WFIT studios today, the band Swim. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you so much for having us.
So we have Chris on guitar and vocals, Adam on drums, Gavin on bass, and Zach on guitar, known as Swim.
Yes, sir.
Used to be called Blur, right?
Yep.
Have a name change.
Well, it was something we'd kind of wanted to do for a while, and actually, it's more than anything, it just feels like a new band. Blur was like a two-piece with Adam and I that we had recorded some music and played shows for a while, and then in the last year, we started recording music with these fellas, and you know, as a four-piece, and just the music and everything about it kind of just felt different, so we just wanted to, you know.
Now, you had just released a new EP this week, Feel?
Yes, Tuesday came out.
And these guys were the band?
Yep. They recorded with us, and we recorded some in L.A., and then a little bit more than half of it in New York.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when you guys sent it to me the other day, and yeah, I get a lot of music, but this one was amazing, man. It was really amazing, you know.
Thank you. That's awesome.
And we are so honored to have you guys in the studio here, you know. So
We're really happy to be back.
So can you play a cut from the new one?
Most definitely. The song's called Wanderer.
You.
Swim live on the radio here on WFIT with a song called Wanderer from the new EP called Feel. Great song, guys. Great song, man.
Thank you.
So you got some psychedelic booty shaking music here today, huh? You know, and the last time you performed for WFIT was a couple years ago. And I hear some like bossa nova music, and there's like blues music going on, and there's like trippy psychedelic music going on. I mean, you blend all this stuff together.
Yeah, we get pretty ADD with our interests, and I think it just comes out.
Yeah. Now, how you got the new EP out. Now, what did it take to get that whole thing going?
Well, we did some fundraising on Kickstarter, which was really kind of amazing. I never really heard of it much before that. A friend of ours from a band called Sun Bears did it, and that's how we heard of it. And it's amazing to see how willing people are to give for something that they like believe in and something that they care about. So
yeah
it kind of blew us away.
Well, being a public radio station, we're quite acquainted to fundraising things like that. But if people believe in what you do, and they really, you know, kind of, it gives them a stake in your project there, you know, they become, you know, one. So
yeah,
it's great. I know more and more bands are doing that too. So
yeah, no, it's crazy. I mean, it's kind of the way the industry's like leaning towards, I feel like. I mean,
yeah. I mean, there's no record labels anymore, it seems like, you know?
Yeah.
So why don't you do it yourself and you keep control of it? And you know.
Yeah, and also it's like if they don't pay for music as like they used to, you know, go to Best Buy and buy their albums that they want anymore. It's almost like, well, okay, like then maybe you can help make the records that you know.
Now, did you do like the Radiohead model where you just pay whatever you want, you put it up there and say whatever?
For lack of any other option, we didn't expect to, maybe do the Radiohead option, but no, it works. You know, people still give and still are happy to contribute, so it's really great. And more than anything, we just want the music to get out there, so
right,
we're happy either way.
So you got some gigs coming up now, right? You're playing The Social tomorrow night in Orlando.
Yes. That's our like kind of official Florida EP release show at The Social, and then Saturday we play actually in our hometown at Sports Page.
Can you play another song from the new EP?
Yeah, definitely. The song will be called Souvenir.
Tangled up in knots. Oh, have you seen her walking that black tower? I tend to believe her, and the dream she'll never know. And don't be afraid to set her now. She's looking for the ways to teach you. Don't be
That is Swim live on the radio this afternoon. An amazing song. Amazing song. Now, we talked a little bit ago about record labels, and maybe there is no record industry anymore, very limited. You guys have found other ways to get your music out there, right? I mean, I heard you got your music in Surfing Magazine for a swimsuit issue video that they did.
Yeah. Thankfully, growing up by the beach and growing up surfing, we've a lot of our friends are in the surf industry and are always willing to help out and put our music in different things. And through a friend, actually, the guy who mixed our record, his brother works and does videos for Surfing Magazine. And it just so happened that they were doing the swimsuit issue videos. And he liked Wanderer and put Wanderer as like the intro song. And then by the end of it, they ended up putting Feels as the main song for the recap of the whole swimsuit issue. So
wow,
it was kind of funny because we put all this time and effort into making music videos for each of the songs on the EP. And then he went and did that, and we were kind of like, well, no one's going to want to watch our videos as much as they're going to.
After the swimsuit models, you know, and everything. Did you get to hang out with them and do the photo shoot? Were you there?
We dreamt of it. Just kidding.
Now, you have just released a new EP, Feel. How can people track it down if they want to get a copy of the new one?
Well, you could go to our website, swimmusic.com, and swim is spelled with two M's. And that'll lead you to the Bandcamp where you can order vinyl that we're getting soon. And then also it's on iTunes and all that fun stuff
cool.
as well.
So today we're speaking with Chris on guitar and vocals and Adam on drums and Gavin on bass and Zach on guitar. They're known as Swim. Their new EP just came out called Feel, and it's a great one. Do yourself a favor, go get that one. Do you guys consider yourself a local band?
Yeah, we're from here. We're local.
Because it seems like you have this international flair. I mean, you're always jet-setting somewhere, right?
Well, we hop around, and especially in the last like year or so, have been scooting around quite a bit. We got to even go to Europe last year, which was one of the coolest experiences of our lives, for sure. So that was amazing, and we tend to get to California and New York quite a bit. So, we still have so much fun playing shows at home with all of our friends. So
yeah. Can you play us another song?
Yes. Well,
are we going to rock out now?
I think we're going to test the limits of WFIT in studio.
Let's do it.
Thank you, Todd.
We got Swim live on the radio.
I'm a warrior, fool you. To open
Yeah, that Swim live on the radio. Hey, nothing blew up.
We made it out alive.
No, you guys did great. The new EP is out. You can catch them tomorrow night at the Social in downtown Orlando. If you want to be our guest to go see Swim, you can give us a call. We got a couple of pairs of passes, 321-674-8950. You have another opportunity to see the band on Saturday night at the Sports Page in Satellite Beach. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. You're tuned to Public Radio for the Space Coast, WFIT Melbourne, 89.5 FM.